This is Paul Garber from 88.5 WFDD News. UNC Greensboro's chancellor is retiring. Linda Brady announced Monday that she is stepping down next year. The announcement comes at a time when many at the university have questioned her leadership in the wake of felony charges against three former employees. Brady has been chancellor since 2008, taking over just as the national economy began falling into a deep recession. She says she was drawn to the university in part by the faculty's commitment to both research and teaching. She says she has worked hard to improve student success and retention. But Brady has also had to deal with her share of controversy. That came to a head in September when three employees lost their jobs and were arrested amid allegations that university resources were used for a private business. Chris Poulos, head of UNCG's Academic Department of Communications, says the case raised a lot of questions about university policy and the concerns of the community have not been addressed.
People react with shock that they're willing to go that far, that fast, and they're unwilling to talk about it. What it does is it creates a problem of trust. The staff members are afraid they're next, that somebody's going to come after them.
But Brady says the right decision was made in the case involving the three former employees, and she stands behind it.
We do, of course, have an appeal process underway, and we want to respect that process and the confidentiality associated with it. But I am convinced that the university made the right decision in this case, and we simply need to let the HR process move forward.
Brady says the timing of her retirement had nothing to do with the controversy surrounding the case. She says she started talking with UNC System President Tom Ross about the timeline of her departure last spring.
We have just launched a strategic planning process here, which will be the first step toward a 7 to 10 year fundraising campaign. Given the fact that I'm about to turn 67, I could not in good conscience commit to another 10 years in the roles.
Brady has a degree in political science and plans to go back into the classroom. She says she is announcing her retirement now to give a search committee enough time to find a successor. Her retirement is effective July 31st, 2015. Paul Garber, 88.5 WFDD News.